last night during the news for the first time, Tim, and it caught me for a moment. I thought, wow, is this really tape of an actual flight?
After the game, I saw it. It was just moments after the conclusion of the game, and I thought, well, gee, this must be the Viking flight coming back in, and somehow they've got a video camera in there, but it was pretty nifty. Well, our boys are in the van, and they're on the move this morning, covering the St. Paul version of the victory parade.
Yeah, there is movement going on at the front end of the parade. Charlie and Raj, how's it look up there?
Thank you, Ted and Tim. You can hear the crowd. They're just starting, and the crowd's response is starting to build. We walked along with Carl Pulad, and he said, you know, it's like a dream. It's a fantasy. I never expected when I bought the Minnesota Twins that I'd have a second World Series within 5 years. So there are just crowds and crowds of people here at the entrance of Holman Field in St. Paul getting ready for the players, and they should follow by any minute now.
Roger's doing his usual effective job.
Oh, yes. Yes, he's signing autographed Homer hankies. I don't know why, but he's signing them Scott.
Anything for a bigger contract.
Right.
All right, Charlie, we've got Bruce Hagovic with us today. And Bruce, I believe, has the former mayor of St. Paul. Bruce?
Well, actually, I've got the mayor of Minneapolis, who I talked to just a moment ago, Mayor Don Fraser. And, of course, this parade will be moving through St. Paul. And at 12:30 this afternoon, it resumes once again in Minneapolis. Mayor Fraser.
Well, I think it's a day to celebrate. It's the idea that the Twins have won a World Series championship twice in 4 years is really remarkable. And, of course, I think like everybody else, I was really impressed with the kind of ball that was played. The last two games, really something that I guess we'll never forget.
You think there's the same enthusiasm this year as there was in 1987 when we had the huge parade in Minneapolis-St. Paul?
Well, I don't think he has quite the edge, but the enthusiasm seems almost as strong. It's just, it isn't that first-time sort of sensation, but the turnout on the streets after the game and the excitement and so on seem to be pretty close to what happened 4 years ago, the best I can remember.
Now, a couple of interesting notes here. Police have used plastic tape to cordon off the streets along the parade route here today, unlike 1987 when everybody was able to pour into the streets and try to almost touch the Twins and the Twins executives. They're using plastic tape rather than actual rope because the press of the crowd against rope could actually become so intense that it could pull down a light pole, we're told. And also, one other interesting thing we found out a few moments ago. About 100 parade marshals, volunteers, are walking along the parade route here today, sort of as assistants. Many of these people come from the Minneapolis Aquatennial and the St. Paul Winter Carnival. Each has a big, round, orange button that says Marshall on it. However, something happened at the printers, so the word Marshall is misspelled. They've got it spelled with two L's instead of one. But that aside, everybody's having a good time, and the parade is now pulling out of Holman Field here in downtown St. Paul, and thousands of people are waiting along the parade route through downtown St. Paul heading up to the state capitol.
Okay, thank you, Bruce Hagovic. Bruce Hagovic on the go, and we'll be back with him in a moment. Ted Robinson is with us, and it looks like folks are getting geared up, and we're going to have a terrific time this morning, Ted.
The initial looks, Tim, I think the decision this time around to put everybody in the back of pickup trucks is paying off. You can see people. I've seen all the tapes of the 87 parade, and you can't see anybody.
They picked the lowest car in the world last time in 87. Oh. Not only that, of course, but they were so low slung that they had the little confetti fires underneath.
Right.
And this time, the monster trucks are a good touch.
Yeah, that's where's Bigfoot? Who got Bigfoot? Do you think Herbeck got to ride in Bigfoot?
That would be appropriate. We'll return in a moment with continuing coverage of the Twins victory parades on WCCO Radio. Sports you want, people you know. That's WCCO, radio home of the world champion and Minnesota Twins.
WCCO Radio and Courtyard by Marriott present a very friendly offer. Enter the Getaway with a Friend and Fly in a Friend sweepstakes by sending a postcard with your name, address, and phone to Courtyard, Box 2830, Minneapolis 55402. Three winners will receive a weekend getaway to Courtyard by Marriott, and one grand prize winner will receive a weekend getaway plus free round-trip airfare to Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport from anywhere in the continental U.S. that Northwest flies, so you can fly in a friend. Some restrictions apply. Winners chosen at random. Entries must be postmarked by October 26, 1991.
Stand up and cheer. The Cold War is over and Doomsday is a distant memory. Or is it? When atomic missiles are disarmed, where do they go to die? Now, it can be told. Some nuclear waste sites may be dumping harmful radiation into the environment. Could the bombs designed to kill our enemies wind up killing us? Now it can be told. Join Geraldo Rivera and his award-winning team of investigative reporters on the next...
Now, it can be told.
Now it can be told, today at 4:30 on CARE 11.
I'm Diana Pierce. In the workplace, you expect to be treated as a professional. But what if you're not? It was literally scary for me to go to work. I did not know what was going to happen to me next.
In a local lawsuit, a Twin Cities woman files shocking charges of the sexual advances she says she was subjected to by a fellow worker. Things like this go on every day. But what should you do if it's happening to you or someone you work with? Find out when you should say, "Leave me alone," Wednesday at 10 on Care 11 News.
One more time.
We're listening to Raj and Charlie. They're in the forefront, having some fun today at the parade. Bruce Hagovic is with us. I'm Tim Russell, along with Ted Robinson, as we continue our coverage of the Twin Cities parade, the victory parade.
Well, I assume we're on. It's so noisy we can hardly tell here, John Gordon. I climbed up on the truck here with John Gordon and Herb Carneal, and the parade is underway, and I'm sure you can hear all the crowd noise behind us. Everybody's waving. John, did you ever think we'd be here doing this today?
No. I really didn't think so. This is really amazing. If this is just the start of it, what's it going to be like when we get to the middle and to the end? Here's Herb. Herb, say hello to the folks.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a nice, smooth ride so far, and these Twins fans are just as exuberant as ever. I guess it's a good way to keep warm, too.
Well, this is really something. This is going to be amazing before it's over with. The fans are just shouting and cheering and loving every minute of it. We were a little cold at the start, but I tell you what, it didn't take long for us to warm up.
I was just going to say that, John. All of a sudden, it feels warmer out here today. So the parade is underway, and we'll be covering throughout the day here on CCO Radio. Bruce Hagovic with John Gordon and Herb Carneal.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. And we continue with the noise and Eric Escala.
I'm in the truck with Chuck Knobloch and Jarvis Brown. Chuck, what's your reaction to this?
It's exciting, that's for sure. It's good for the fans.
You got Rookie of the Year coming up, your first year in pro ball. A lot to swallow for a young man.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I'm going to enjoy it while I can.
Are you warm enough?
I will be, yeah. There's enough people to keep us warm.
How does the weather up here compare to Texas?
Not a chance. In a week, I'll be wearing shorts.
What do you got planned to do in the offseason, Chuck?
Just hang out and enjoy this and look back on it and just really realize what we've done, world champions.
Thanks a lot, Chuck. Appreciate it. Okay, fellas, Chuck Knobloch, Rookie of the Year, looks like in second base and big role in the world championship.
Okay, thank you very much, Eric. And I am with Ted Robinson, Tim Russell here. We've got cloudy skies, 37 degrees. And we have the lineup of the Twins players, and Jack Morris, as we understand it, is a horse even in a parade. He's without the proper winter attire. It looks, sounds like he's got just a jacket on, and he's ready to get it on.
I think it's great, Tim, because Jack Morris is last, at least on the parade list that we have.
Yeah.
And Jack Morris had a thing going this year on all the Twins flights. Tom Kelly always likes to sit in the back of the plane. Well, Jack didn't like that, so Jack would sit in the very first seat of every flight this year, even if the Polads and some of the other team ownership and management were on planes and normally would sit in the front. Jack still sat in the very first seat of every flight this year. So it's kind of ironic, I think, that in the parade they haven't bringing up the rear.
Yeah, this may be a little sort of inside humor from the Twins staff because they prepared the lineup. But they, as they say, they saved the best for last, mm-hmm. the MVP. Ted Robinson and me, Tim Russell, thanks for joining us. 1046, I'm sure I did that grammatically incorrect, but I'll read those letters next week. In the Twin Cities, 37 degrees, and our temperature is dropping to around 32 by 2 o'clock when we get to the Metrodome.
So there I was, just awestruck. Oh, the colors, the florals, the plaids. Who designed these gorgeous fabrics, I asked. Waverly, they said. Well, what do you call it, I inquired. The Calico Corners Collection. Oh, that explains why I've never seen it anywhere else. I knew, of course, the Calico Corners had the world's best collection of decorative fabrics. Now it seems they also have the newest collection. Well, there's just one thing for me to do. Buy this beautiful new fabric for the drapery treatment in the bedroom. If you do, we'll give you the lining free, they said. Well, that is enticing for sure. But what about the guest room, the sofa, and the living room? Well, since we're bursting at the seams with the new Waverly Collection, we've put hundreds of fabrics on sale throughout the store, they said. An exclusive new Waverly collection with free drapery lining and hundreds of fabrics on sale? Only at Calico Corners, they said. I'll buy that, I said. Calico
Corners, you've got style.
In
Edina, and Roseville. Check your White Pages. Fabric sale and free drapery lining offer ends November 17th.
We're talking to Steve Hoff, president of the Hoff Jewelry Company. Steve, this area's most extraordinary jewelry event starts Wednesday, October 30th.
Craig, it's the Hoff Jewelry Company's $1 million remount extravaganza. It's the area's largest and most complete diamond remounting event ever. We have over 1,000 of the most sought-after ring designs you'll ever see. For 4 days only, Hoff's own master craftspeople will create the ring you've always wanted by using your own diamonds. Plus, you'll save 40% or more on the mounting and any additional diamonds you might need. It's a great feeling to see your old diamonds mounted in a brand new ring, and most can be set, sized, and ready to wear while you wait.
Plus, everyone saves 40% or more on the ring they've always wanted.
Hoff's $1 million diamond remount extravaganza starts Wednesday, October 30th at Burnsville Center, Thursday at a Rosedale Commons location, Maplewood Mall on Friday, then Northtown Mall Saturday. Don't miss it.
The Hoff Jewelry Company. Since 1938, we've been the diamond specialist you can trust.
Tim Russell and Ted Robinson from WCCO, and we'll go to Wall Street in just about 45 seconds. But first, let's get an update from Charlie Boone, along with Rod Erickson at the head of the parade today.
Yeah, listen to this crowd.
How about that? Okay. Let's hear it for the Twins when they come by, the 1991 World Series champions. How you doing, Tim?
They've got banners, and they've got signs, and their faces are colored with all kinds of colors, and it's just a lot of fun. But people are dressed for the cold. It is crisp out here, but there's a warm feeling you can feel from the crowd.
Hey, Charlie, tell Raj to pace himself so he's got some kind of throat tomorrow.
Decaf.
Yeah. All right, thanks, guys. We'll be back with you soon. That's Rod Erickson and Charlie Boone leading the parade, and we'll be back with Ted Robinson after our Wall Street Journal report here on CCO.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. Our economic worries are growing. I'm Vicki Kelly. Details in a moment.
Fantasy and drama. Romance and survival. Canada's Royal Winnipeg Ballet presents two powerful performances at the Ordway Music Theatre, November 8th and 9th. Fairy tale romance. Magical spells and robust humor highlight the dream. Based on Shakespeare's classic comedy, A Midsummer Night's Dream. Then, an innocent round of musical chairs becomes an intense game of survival in the dramatic modern ballet, Stool Game. Also, experience the demanding choreography of Balanchine's Ballo della Regina. Don't miss the dynamic energy of Canada's Royal Winnipeg Ballet, November 8th and 9th at the Ordway. Call the Ordway for tickets today. 224-4222.
Going to pass on the Wall Street Journal report here as we go to Eric Escala with the man of the hour.
This is Bruce.
Oh, Bruce Hogovic.
Bruce Hogovic. And somehow I got up on the truck here with Jack Morris, Twins pitcher, and believe me, the fans are going crazy as Jack comes down the street here in St. Paul this morning. Jack, we're on the air live here on CCO Radio. What's your feeling right now riding in this parade in your hometown?
It's a great feeling. It's a great reason for all of us, members of the community, to celebrate and enjoy the occasion the World Series brought us. It's just a tremendous feeling.
The fans mean a lot, don't they, for you players?
Absolutely, they mean a lot. And again, growing up in this area, experiencing the ups and downs in pro sports and seeing the Vikings and the Twins in championship games, it just makes me feel so proud to be a part of it and to see these people. This is not a holiday today, but everybody's acting like it is, and it's just a great, very...
And the mayor of St. Paul, Jim Scheibel, told me this morning that he's renaming St. Paul for today Morristown. How do you feel about that?
I don't know what to say about things like that. I just think it's great, great for everybody to have so much fun.
Well, congratulations, Jack, and have a great day. This is your day.
Thank you very much.
Jack Morris, Minnesota Twins pitcher. We're on the parade route through downtown St. Paul.
Well, that sounds like fun, doesn't it? Thank you, Bruce Hogovic. Tim Russell with Ted Robinson, and Jack is really having a heyday. He's had quite a year.
It has to be his all-time dream. And you know what? They should rename the building the Morris Dome. The heck with this Morris Town stuff. We should just call it the Morris Dome today.
St. Jack, some folks are calling St. Paul. And
that's right.
Jack Buck, I'm sure, knows where Highland Park is now. Has figured out where it fits into the... You know, St. Paul, it's a great thing that they're leading off the parade activities because mm-hmm. they got short shrift nationally. And I know you, as a national broadcaster... would have been aware of the situation when the games come to Minneapolis, that's all you hear.
Exactly right. Exactly right. It's a very sensitive subject. I know the same thing happens in Dallas and Fort Worth. Very same scenario.
Yeah, it's a great time for both towns, though.
You know what? I wish people would write Jack Buck and let him know that the fun Atlanta had with Ken Herbeck was not good-natured.
No, that's another very good point.
Not good-natured.
Yeah, the folks around here, I don't know if we're a little provincial, but we had several reasons to turn on CCO radio and kind of enjoy. One of the reasons is that we got the broadcast about a half second to a second earlier than the TV audio. Were you aware of that?
Right. I noticed that watching in the press box a couple of innings during one of the home games. There's that satellite delay.
That's right. So as Gene Larkin's swinging, we hear Herb Carneal saying, "The Twins have won."
Right.
Fantastic. Well, we'll continue our coverage of the parade activities. Let's pick up a little sound from the van.
Tim
on the route.
Tim and Ted, this is Charlie and Raj. We're coming up to Robert Street right here on Fillmore, just past the Pioneer Press building. And boy, the crowd is getting bigger. Big signs. They came, they chopped, we kicked their butt. The magic is back.
All right. Thanks, guys. That's a great sound. Ted Robinson, Tim Russell, and we're broadcasting the parade in St. Paul, and we'll continue in Minneapolis at about 12:30 they start, and then we'll have broadcasts from the Dome. Mike Woodley will be on hand at the Metrodome. Telly Mamayak and Brooke Alvin will be covering the parade in Minneapolis, and as I say, that gets underway at about 12:30. The latest news now, and then we'll be back after news from CBS with continuing coverage of the Twins' Victories Parade here on WCCO Radio.
Ray Christensen reporting, and as you can hear, the Twins parade is well underway. Yeah, Eric Eskel is trying to surface from among the spectators.
On the corner of Fillmore Avenue and River Park Plaza among the spectators. Live on CCO, what do you think?
Oh, it's terrific.
Why did you come down today?
Oh, I just came down from work. I'm so happy to see the Twins. I'm so excited about them.
Who's your favorite player?
Knobloch.
Okay. How about you, ma'am? Why'd you come down?
Oh, I work right here.
You're a big baseball fan or not?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Everybody is today. How about you?
Yes, it's great to be here. I work up in the building real close, but I want to be closer than just in the building.
How about you, ma'am? Why'd you come on down?
Oh.
A woman, a few words here, Ray. The only one, though. They're yelling and screaming. Al Newman is coming by. He's wearing a St. Paul police hat with his wife, Junior Ortiz, and the crowds are growing and building, and by the time we get to the State Capitol Plaza, I think it's going to be extremely busy and noisy. Players are having a great time. The weather's cooperating, and it's a beautiful day for baseball and for Minnesota. Eric Escola, WCCO Radio News, along the parade route in St. Paul.
And somewhere else along that same route, let's check in with Bruce Hogovic.
Well, it's a crazy day here in St. Paul, but a wonderful day. I climbed aboard here with Dan Gladden and his wife. Dan is waving to the crowd right now. Dan, we're on the air here live on CCO Radio. What's your feeling right now being in this parade?
My feelings are pretty cold right now. I didn't think it was going to be this cold, but we're just now getting underway. It's a pretty good turnout. As you can hear, they're pretty excited, and I'm sure all the players are as well.
Did you think you'd be riding in a parade like this today in St. Paul?
I'm glad that we did. I know it was a long season. We were hoping to be here. Being here in 87, they've made a few other adjustments now to where I guess the crowd's a little bit farther away from you, but it's still just as nice, and I think the people are just as supportive.
Well, it's a great day for all the Twins and for everybody in Minnesota. Thanks for talking to us.
Well, thank you. Now get out of my truck.
Okay. That's Dan Gladden. Let me get a quick word with Janice. Dan's wife is also up in the truck with us. Janice, how do you feel today?
It feels great. It's so exciting. I'm just glad it's finally over and we're the victors, and this is just wonderful.
What did you tell Dan? What's the first thing you told Dan after they'd won the World Series?
Well, we've lost Bruce Hogovic there, probably into the crowds. Minnesota Twins World Series championship T-shirts are selling well at area sporting goods stores.
Big sports world.
322-483.
Yes, we have the new world champion Twin shirts, the one that was in the locker room.
Knicks Sports World got its first 500 T-shirts around noon yesterday, and fans streamed in all day long. Kevin Johnson came all the way from Houston to see last night's game. Not Houston, Minnesota, Houston, Texas. He couldn't leave without some of what he calls the shirt to have. Well, he got the shirt, I'm sure, but our cart was not set to fire up. Knicks owes its start to the Twins' 1987 World Series championship, and a store employee says this time it's icing on the cake. Minnesota House and Senate DFL negotiators say they've agreed on a congressional redistricting bill up for a vote this week by legislative panels in St. Paul. The measure makes generally minor changes in the current 4-4 split of U.S. House members between the Twin Cities and the rest of the state. We'll have more in a minute.
You know, Thanksgiving hasn't even arrived, and I'm already thinking about Valentine's Day. Dan Hertzgard here, and February 14th is the day that I begin hosting the WCCO Radio Good Neighbor Fishing Adventure in Venezuela. This is one sweetheart of a fishing trip, a trip of a lifetime. We'll spend 4 nights at one of Venezuela's finest fishing resorts, Guri Lodge, located on Lake Guri with its thousands of islands. An underwater jungle full of the most exciting freshwater sport fishing found anywhere. We'll fish for peacock bass, and it's not uncommon to reel in upwards of 30 fish per day, and afterward, you will enjoy our catch prepared tropical style. We'll also spend 5 nights at the 5-star Malia Caribe Hotel in Caracas. We'll experience the thrill of deep sea fishing and explore Caracas, the exotic capital of Venezuela. A Good Neighbor adventure tour, but the trip is limited for space, so reserve your spot soon at any Carlson Travel Office or by calling us at 370-0611. Join us for the CCO Radio Fishing Adventure in Venezuela, February 14th through the 23rd.
Let's get a location update from Charlie Boone.
Yes, we're in downtown St. Paul on the Robert Street Bridge right over the Mississippi River, and this is the Victory Parade.
Now, let's check out the weather and bring in quickly Karen Falloon.
All right, radar now showing some precipitation from Sauk Center to Mankato. Could be some light snow, perhaps mixed with a little freezing drizzle. Right now, cloudy. Southwest winds at 21 miles an hour, 36 degrees. It feels more like 12, Ray?
Follow the parade right on through, right here. Ray Christensen reporting news you want, people you know. WCCO Radio 830, Minneapolis, St. Paul.